From the studios of Books in Motion in Spokane, Washington, this is Cameron Byerly, reading Magic Kingdom for Sale, Sold, a Magic Kingdom of Landover novel by Terry Brooks. Now let's begin with Chapter 1, Bin. The catalog was from Rosen's Limited. It was the department store's annual Christmas wish book. It was addressed to Annie. Ben Holliday stood frozen before the open cubicle of his mailbox, his eyes slipping across the gaily decorated cover of the catalog to the white address label and the name of his dead wife. The lobby of the Chicago high-rise seemed oddly still in the graying dusk of the late afternoon rush hour, empty of everyone but the security guard and himself. Outside, past the line of floor-to-ceiling windows that fronted the building entry, the autumn wind blew in chill gusts down the canyon of Michigan Avenue and whispered of winter's coming. He ran his thumb over the smooth surface of the wish book. Annie had loved to shop, even when the shopping had only been through mail-order catalogs. Rosen's had been one of her favorite stores. Sudden tears filled his eyes. He had not gotten over losing her, even after 2 years. Sometimes it seemed to him that losing her was nothing more than a trick of his imagination, that when he came home she would still be there waiting for him. He took a deep breath, fighting back against the emotions that were aroused in him simply by seeing her name on that catalog cover. It was silly to feel like this. Nothing could bring her back to him. Nothing could change what had happened. His eyes lifted to stare into the dark square of the now empty mailbox. He remembered what it had been like when he had first...